the opinions and ideas of the guests of Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie are not necessarily that of the host or Web Radio Network staff. You're listening to Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie on the Web Radio Network. And now, Sarah and Debbie.
Hi, everybody. This is Debbie from Shadow Chasers and Hallowed Ground Paranormal Research Council. Sarah?
Oh, sorry. I dazed out. Hello, everybody. Hold on just a minute here. My thing is not working right. Technical difficulties on my end over here, guys. But good evening, everybody. Thanks for being with us tonight. And we got a really good show. One of our good friends and buddy with us tonight.
That's right. What's happening? What's happening?
What's happening?
What's he doing? What's up?
Here from this Hotel
Capitola in the house tonight.
That's yeah. Right.
Everybody, I'd like to introduce you to Chef Ernie from the Hotel de Funiac, our home away from home.
What's up? How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land? This is Chef Ernie, man. Nice to be a part of your show tonight. How y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good, Ernie, because you're always a blast to be around.
Hey, man, you know, you lucky you got me because it's dinner time, but I'm training a new cook tonight, so, and it's a little rainy tonight here in de Funiac. Unfortunately, but we are. I got a few minutes, so I wanted to just tune in to kind of fill in some of your listeners about some of the crazy cool stuff that's been happening recently around here at the Hotel de Funiac. You know, just to fill you guys in. You know, I've been here now operating Cafe Nola at the Hotel de Funiac now for 5 years. I'm going into my fifth season. You know, I'm from New Orleans, born and raised. Grew up on the West Bank in Algiers, but, had my experiences as a young person with the whole French Quarter and the cemeteries and all the hauntings in New Orleans. But I tell you, it wasn't until I took over this place within 1 week, they got my attention here, man. And it's really something, you know, magical place here. Things happen here that you really can't explain. And we, you know, that's how Debbie and us and Sarah and I have all got to be such good friends over the years through the years of the paranormal investigating y'all have done here. And I've also learned a lot about all of this from you guys because I was very naive in the beginning as to what really it all the equipment and what it all means and things like that. But, you know, now it's almost like I feel like I'm the gatekeeper around here, man. You know, like everything goes through me, you know. But I respect the paranormal spirits who are here. And I think they appreciate that. And we kind of enjoy people to come experience them and they enjoy it as well. But just to fill y'all in, man, real quick, because I got to get out. But lately, man, things have really been popping off around here. I was telling Debbie earlier, and I'll tell you guys, one of the most direct experiences I've ever had with the two young ghosts. Children's spirits that are here in the hotel was just recently during spring break. I had a big family come in and the dad, he's one of my regular customers. Like he comes here a lot, mostly during the day, local businessman, always see him eating lunch with guys. Well, he come this particular night with his whole family, his two daughters, his wife, his grand, his mother. And then they had relatives with their kids in from out of town. So they had the whole big booth we have in the lounge. And it was probably a good 10, 12 people. And, you know, I happened to pass by the table like I always do, touching them like Chef Ernie does, right? And I said, hey, to him. And he stopped me and he said, Chef Ernie, he said, come here. He said, I want you to tell me, you know, these kids want to hear about the ghost. You know, how this hotel's haunted. I've been telling them and they all want to hear the stories. And I said, oh, okay. I said, well, let me pull up a chair. So I pull up a chair and I sit down and I start telling them a little bit about the two young girls who were murdered here tragically in the late 20s and how their spirits have been documented in this building going on for many, 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 many years before me. And I'm talking to them about it. And one, the littlest girl sitting next to the dad, and she looks at me and she says, do you know what their names are? And I said, well, the names are Samantha and Allison. And the minute I said Samantha and Allison, there was a ketchup bottle full sitting on the table. And when I tell you, nobody's hands were on the table, everybody's hands in their lap. And she says, what's their names? I say, Samantha and Allison. And that ketchup bottle goes, bam, on the table like that. Wow. Knocked over quick. And I was like, whoa, everybody goes, whoa. And my hand stood up on my arms. I knew right then and there they did it. You know what I mean? And it was crazy because the little girl, they were so like having fun with it themselves, I guess. They wanted them to know that they were real. I really believe that. And it was crazy because there was no explanation for it. They were all bedazzled by it. So was I, to be honest with you. Because, I mean, I see things. I hear things. I see a lot of that going on. But lately, I've been seeing a little bit more activity. You know, I've told you about this before. Like, room 8 is the room here that they're always known to really have a lot of activity in. For some reason, y'all told me they feel safest there. For some reason, there's the mothers in the background. They're hiding, protecting them, whatever it is, right? Well, and people know it because they see it on the internet and they come here and they want the ones that want it, they want that particular room because they want that experience and they want to be able to connect, right? So they all come in, right? Well, we have these balls that have been turning up all around the hotel and they're really light. So it's probably easy for them to move it because they're not like a baseball. It's like a coated Nerf ball, let's just say, right? And so I have a couple of these balls that have kind of just turned up around the hotel. And to be honest with you, I don't even know how they got here. Just all of a sudden. And then, so anybody who checks in that room asking about the paranormal, I'm telling you, I say, well, look, I can just tell you one thing. If you want the experience, I'm going to give you this ball. And if you put it on the dresser or anywhere in that room, I promise you, everybody who I do this with, either the ball moves, disappears, or they find it somewhere else. And I said, it happens every time. And sure enough, lately, every single time, it disappears, and then we find them again. Like, I'll find them in the lobby on a sofa after it's been in the room. Or I'll find them, they'll find them in another room, up underneath the bed or behind the dresser. It's the craziest thing. They move all, these balls move all over. I got a couple of them. And no matter which one it is, one will turn up, then the other one will turn up. We'll give the other one. And they just, I don't know how they do it, but it's like Houdini or something.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah, people get fascinated by that. I am. I mean, it's the craziest thing. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's like they want me to give them balls out. You know what I mean? They really do. So anybody who wants to experience it, I welcome you to come out. We got great food. It's a beautiful hotel. You know, we renovated, tried to bring it back to its lust of the 1920s. And we've got a full lounge. We're right here in the old downtown. And it's a lot of fun, man. You know, bring your equipment. And, you know, like you said, that it's not many people that come here that have the right gear that don't get anything. Everybody gets something here. They connect with some kind of entity. I mean, I think there's, what, over 30 spirits and ghosts that have been documented in this building just by you guys?
Oh, at least. It's very transient. But remember, Ernie, we're also talking about that portal. That portal is instrumental to a lot of that.
I know. That's interesting. I really feel like that has to do something with when the Freemasons were here. They were doing some weird ceremony stuff upstairs, and they must have opened up some kind of portal to another dimension some kind of way. Because the only other place that I would tell you, I told you this the last time I saw you, when y'all showed me that video that we captured on the SLS, and it was spinning multi-tri-colors, almost looked like something like a wormhole in space kind of thing that was here in this hotel that y'all picked up. Yeah. I'm watching a TV show called Skinwalker Ranch, and all of a sudden they pick up a portal and on their video stuff, and it looked just like the one that we had. And I was like, whoa, you know, that's crazy that they picking up the same kind of stuff on that TV show looks just like what y'all picked up on your stuff here. What is that, alien? Or is that another dimension? I don't know. They seem to think it's alien on that TV show. I don't know. But that's a whole nother story, you know?
There's a lot of in-depth investigations that still need to be done on that portal because it can be very scientific. I think that there is a scientific explanation to it, but I don't think that it alleviates the paranormal end of it either.
You see that, and you watch what they're doing on this TV show, you think it's other dimensional beings.
Yeah.
Like maybe they intermingling with spirits in different dimensions. I don't even know. That's even way advanced. But I mean, when you see something like that, like you said, you don't see those kind of things in paranormal investigating too often. I know that for so. I don't know. That's a whole other investigation. We really need to get somebody on that one to like really look. I bet you if you sent that video to that TV show, they would probably be like, wait a minute, that looks like what we had. But I know it caught my attention.
Well, we've got a couple of people that are very interested in it. We don't really want to say a whole lot about it unless it becomes into fruition. But we do have some people that are very interested in that video.
Yeah, for sure. You know, absolutely.
And the fact that we found it there. I mean, right. In the middle of a place where so many people come, and it's kind of like in living in combination with what's going on over there. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot to do with energy, I find, because it seems like the busier we are is the more activity. The more energy and the more people and the more energy and the busier we are with the restaurant and with the hotel, mm-hmm. seems like that's it. The energy is what they feed off of, maybe.
That is very true. Oh, that's very true. Absolutely. The busier that you are, the more people that you have coming in through there, all those different personalities, all those feelings and emotions and everything combined in it, that all plays a huge role in what you're going to find inside there.
Yeah, and it's funny because I can tell when the people come in that I interact with that have psychic intuitions and stuff, because immediately they connect immediately. Like, I mean, it's like they'll walk in and they'll be like, wait a minute, I sense something here. I mean, right out the rip. So, you know, there's definitely something to that. I know you have the abilities like that, and people who do have that, I encourage you to come if you enjoy, you know, being able to connect in that way, because you have that ability. This place is really good for that.
Really is. And you lend a lot to that too, because you're so open-minded and you're so with it with them, you know. And you make it so easy. You do. You really do. So you can open up a lot of the communication there.
Well, sure. And the other thing that's neat about here, like unlike a lot of other places, even in this area, because we're not the only haunted place in this old 100-year-old town. I mean, the old hospital here, that's the most haunted, demonistical spot in the whole area. But you don't want to even go hang out up in there because you get some kind of stuff on you couldn't wipe off. You know what I mean? But the thing that's so neat, just a fun paranormal place. It's not so, you know, scary type. It's more fun, playful. You know, people hear the old people that most of the time. Every now and then, of course, when you're fooling with spirits coming in and out, you're going to get some bad ones and some good ones. But it seems like the most part, it's more of a happy spiritual place, right?
I agree. Yeah.
Right. And we like to keep it that way. So, you know, we try, like, you know, we don't play with the bad ones, like, you know, so.
Yes.
But all right, guys. Boy, it's good. Hey, it's good to talk to y'all.
It's good to talk to you, Ernie.
Yeah, right on, man. You know, I'm not gonna take up your whole show and bore all these people. But it was fun to kind of talk about it, rehash a little bit about what's going on recently. And so, you know, you guys, I know y'all be out here soon to play with these balls I got. I know you want to try it. So you better come out here before they disappear and I can't find them no more.
Hey, Ernie, we still need to talk to you about that next tour, too.
Absolutely. I look forward to that, guys. Any of you guys out there listening, if you're anywhere near it, look for when we do one of these wonderful ghost tours, because that's when it really pops off. You'll feel the energy in the building when we promote and do one of these things here. And when we do the tours and we take you around and give you an opportunity to actually be a ghost hunter and be on an actual ghost hunt with the equipment, with the lights out, there's nothing like it. The energy in the building, the lights start flickering, people start getting shoved around. It gets freaky around here, man. Bring it on. Bye, ladies. I got to run. Peace out. Y'all
bye,
have a good
Miss Sarah,
Miss Debbie, y'all be good. And all y'all out there in Radio Land, I'm going to give y'all a big aye.
Sounds good.
Oh, Ernie, I hope he never changes.
He ain't figured out how to turn everything off yet.
No, I didn't.
Just stick around with us, Ernie.
I know. You have the whole hour.
Ernie, I'm glad to know I'm not the only one that has those difficulties. Oh my gosh, he is such a card.
He is such a blast.
Yeah, he is.
He keeps us laughing the whole time we're there.
I know.
We never know what he's going to do. And that's the truth.
Yeah, that's the honest to God's truth. You never know with Chef. I'm telling you.
Now that man can cook.
Yep.
Lord.
I'm missing some Cafe Nola food. We need to get back up there.
I know. We do, too. For his cooking and for the hotel itself, we need to do a lot more investigating. I want to do a lot more with the portal. I think that we need to concentrate on the portal end of it right now.
Yeah, we got that would be good.
Yeah, we got a pretty good handle on a lot of what's going on there, but we need to really put a lot of concentration into the portal. And also there's that room up there that we're still trying to find. We know there's another room there. We just don't know where.
I think it's just been walled over and we may not ever find it. You know, generations to come, they may not ever find it, but you know, we do know it was there.
Yeah. And we'll find it. If it's there, we'll find it.
I would like to think so.
That's half the fun. So we are definitely planning on a lot more stuff going on. I know that we say that, but some of this stuff takes time. And some of this stuff is not all as accessible as people seem to think it is. And it takes us a while to be able to do what we want to, where we want to do it. But we have a lot of pretty interesting shows yet to come. And like we said before, if you guys want to see us go into a particular place, or if you want us to talk about a particular subject, you guys are really leading the show. You guys can tell us what you want to hear about, or what you would like us to go and check out for you. Let us know, because let me tell you, we're game for almost anything. Now there are some things even I won't do, but that being said, if it's reasonable enough, we'll do it. God knows we've gotten ourselves into trouble with a lot less.
Oh, tell me about it.
I know. So, I mean, there's a lot left to be done with the hotel. And there's a few other places around there that has been very instrumental to us, too, that that we've taken a look into.
Well, like Chef said, that the hospital around there, I've never really been afraid of a place before, but that hospital, it really kind of scares me.
Well, it scares me too, just knowing, you know, I mean, what we've picked up there. But for me, because it's kind of a spook factor, shoot, I can't wait to get back in there. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Really? I can't wait to get back in there because I do really want to follow up on a lot of things that we've already caught and to see if it's going to progress on the same way. Or are we going to look at a whole different set of things that are going to be like, you know, in the front and foremost? I'm fascinated by that. And if we do catch those same things, wow, what makes that same thing stay there? I got to know. I got to find out. Curious.
Well, I do know the last time that we were there, we were able to help some of the souls that were trapped there to cross over. Now,
yes.
I know some of them did not go. Some of the mean, ugly booglies that are up in there, they decided they didn't want to go for one reason or another. But
they like it there.
Yeah, like the spirit that followed me home, Miss Olame. I know I heard her calling me for help, you know, and you were there with me. You heard her too. And I believe with all my heart that we helped her to cross over with several others.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we were there when she did cross over.
Yeah.
And like you said, there were some that were just like, I'm not going anywhere.
No.
I'm not going anywhere. Not a whole lot you can really, if they're standing firm and they're saying no, you can't make them do anything they don't want to do. That it's ultimately to go or to not go.
That was like the thing, was it the boiler room that the guys were in, Mike and Steven?
Mm-hmm.
And that thing crawled up the wall and on the ceiling at them whenever I come over the radio and told them to abort mission.
Abort!
Abort, abort.
That was so funny. Abort mission, abort!
And then that thing that come down the stairs at me and you right there, me and you and Nina were at Command Central. Yeah.
Yeah, Raymond was there and Nina was there.
Yep.
Oh, no, you know what? Didn't Nina already go home? I think Nina already.
I don't know. I can't remember. I thought she was still with us.
She might have been.
And when all that happened, that's when she decided to go back to the hotel.
That could have been the deciding factor. And you and I were like, no, we'll stick around for a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You remember I kept asking everybody, y'all want to go, you want to pack it up, you want to, what y'all want to do? And I was so hoping everybody would say, yeah, we need to get out of here. But all of y'all said, oh, no, we'll stay.
Oh, this is fun, they said.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, you know. I mean, at the time, we had some real shaky moments there, but hey, it panned out to be really worth it in the end. I mean, we got some amazing footage and just really, it was a fascinating night. It really was. So yeah. Glad to be. And
well, there's been a few others that have gone up in there, other teams and stuff, kind of, you know, wanting to catch and see what we got, but they were unsuccessful in doing so. So yeah.
I don't understand, you know, we seem to have a pretty good record. And the interesting thing is that everything that we see, you guys see, because we have the cameras on. So whatever we're looking at, a lot of times, in all seriousness, a lot of times our audience sees more than we do. Because, you know, we're busy, you know, doing certain things, but the cameras are on all the time.
Right.
So everybody else can just keep on looking and seeing. And we tell everybody, if you see something, let us know, because, you know, we're not looking that direction. We're not paying attention over there.
Yeah, they can see behind us where we can't.
We can't. Yeah. And we've had a lot of circumstances where people have said, guys, I think you need to look to here, or you need to look over there. And we're like, why? What's going on? And sure enough, we catch something because somebody else saw it and brought our attention to it, and we went to it.
So, yeah, and there's always been something. I don't know what it is, or I've sat and studied on this, and maybe you can enlighten the ones that are listening, and then help to enlighten me too. But there always seems to be something. I don't want to say magical, because it's really not magical and it's not magic, but it's something that transpires between me and you, of course, because we have that ability. And then Nina, that was with us, she has the abilities to do things too. So with the three of us being women, I guess, per se, and both, all three of us being empaths and clairvoyant, we have never, ever went to any investigation that we did not catch something or see something. You know, there's always something that's going to turn up when we're there. So maybe you can enlighten us. What do you think? What's your thoughts on that?
To tell you the truth, I think between the three of us, we're so well-rounded. Because a lot of us see, you know, all three of us see things at about the same way, but we all have a different way of doing it. All three of us have a different way of doing it. Okay. And I think as a result of that, not a whole lot kind of gets by us, kind of a thing. Sorry, I was pouring something. Yeah, so I think that between the three of us, we're pretty thorough. And let's face it, you're always going to have something that's going to hide. Always. I mean, between the three of us, it makes it pretty difficult, because one of us is going to catch it. There's a good possibility that we're going to catch it. Right. And that's why I always enjoyed it so much when the three of us went together. It was just really, it was phenomenal. It was just absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, when you sit back at the end of the night and you review the night, you realize how so fortunate that we are, that we're able to experience these things, because not many people can.
Yeah.
And, I always just give so much thanks for that. And
we've caught some stuff, you know, that, when you watch all the shows on TV and stuff like that about the paranormal and investigating, then I have not seen any of them catch some of the things that we have been so fortunate enough to be able to catch. Some of them not so nice, you know, things that we caught them doing, but for scientific purposes and research and whatnot, you know, we do have that stuff, and I'm glad that we've got it.
Oh, absolutely. Not everything is nice.
No. You know,
and that's just the sad truth of it. In nature, not everything is nice. And this just followed suit. It's a very natural thing. So we take even the things that are not so nice, we still learn from that, and we just kind of put it where it belongs, as far as a scientific approach to it, or something that needs to really be looked at very carefully, because it can be very sensitive, let's say. But it's still extremely valuable. Very valuable. And we've been told some of the stuff that we've caught, very possibly, as far as we know, no one's caught before, especially the one that we're talking about. And I really want to be able to really have that research. Now, the portal, Ernie is right, that they did have something on the Skinwalker Ranch. And it did look very similar to what we had caught as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, as soon as it came up on the SLS, I knew exactly what it was because I've seen them before. And I was flabbergasted that that's what we were looking at. It's like, could we seriously have been that lucky to have caught this? And not only did we catch the one, that gummit, we turned around and caught the second one.
Right.
And I really do still want to do more research into, is it the same one? Or is it a continuance of the first one that we caught? Because you and I have both, in discussing it, we're still like, it could be either or. I don't know. Every time I think about it, I could go either way on it. Just not sure.
I'm not either, but with going with my gut feeling, my gut just tells me that it's a continuation from the portal on the stairway up into room 9.
It does seem to be the same, how would we say it? It appears to be the same phenomenon.
Right. Now, if you remember several nights when the team was there and we slept in room 9 because it has the double, you know, it's got the bedroom and bathroom area. Then it's got the little living room area with a TV and a day bed in it and stuff. So mm-hmm. You remember one of the last nights that we stayed there that I woke up in the middle of the night and this little boy was there at the foot of the bed talking to me,
yeah,
and messing with me,
yeah.
And if I think about it, he was standing. See, I was on the. If you're standing at the foot of the bed, looking at the bed and looking at the headboard up against the wall,
you were on the left.
Yes, I was on the left. Hold on a minute. I'm sorry.
And that would have been the same side that the portal was on.
Exactly. Yes. Bingo. Yep. So I think it's a continuation of from the downstairs portal. Excuse me. But all of that needs to be dove into deeper. I do agree. We've always been concentrating on the spirits, you know, and that place has changed dynamics so much from, you know, the traffic flow of the customers and people that come in there on a daily basis to the restaurant and to the hotel, you know, and then not to mention all of Ernie's friends that love him and want to come by and eat some of the fantastic food and just fellowship with Ernie. You know, there is a lot of people in and out of that place on a daily basis.
Oh yeah.
So the dynamics of the building when we were first investigating the building has changed dramatically.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think that place has a potential of completely changing daily.
Oh yeah, definite.
Personalities that come through there.
And then if you remember too, a story that we weren't there. We had just left from investigating over a weekend there. And remember the chick that came in and Ernie said, she said that she was a medium and she could feel things there in the hotel and whatnot. And then she wanted to walk around. And I think that's the way Ernie put it, that she wanted to walk around and see what she could feel in the restaurant and in the hotel as well. But she got back to the banquet room. Mm-hmm. And he went back there to check on her because he heard some stuff coming from the banquet room. And this woman was up on the table, standing on the tables, doing some type of incantation. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's foolishness. And I'm sorry, but it's foolishness like that that can change the complete dynamics of a building because of what's going on inside that building.
Right.
And that really, that's enough to really put a fire up underneath me doing something like that, because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, that's just.
I feel for sure she knew what she was doing, because, you know, who's going to, you know, in their right mind, going to get up on a table and start doing this, whatever she was doing, plus the incantation, you know. Now, if it, let me go out on a limb a little bit and say, if it was for protection of the building, of the employees, of the customers that come in and out there, you know, then that might be okay. It might be on one hand, but on the other hand, if it was anything to harm or hurt someone there, or to amp up the spiritual activity there, then no, they shouldn't have been doing all that.
You know, there is not a protection incantation or a protection spell or whatever that I can think of that requires you to get up on a tabletop and to be gyrating.
Maybe she was feeling froggy.
I don't know, but in my quote book of shadows, they don't exist.
Well, never know.
I guess we must have different volumes.
Yeah, mine's a little bit darker than yours, I think, maybe.
It's weird. So, no, I completely agree with you that that was completely off the wall there, and I, if I'm not mistaken, Ernie put a stop to that real quick too.
Yeah, he did. He got her down from up there. He was like, whoa, whoa, hey, hey.
You can't be doing, that.
You can't be doing that up in here.
I oh Lord.
Can't be doing all that bougie up in here.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It really is. I still say the best audio that I personally ever heard, I think was the very first time that I ever walked through the Defuniac with Ernie. And I guess it was about 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock. It was after closing. And we were walking by his office, and one of the girls, being told it was Amanda, went, hi, just like that.
Yeah.
And I looked at Ernie, and Ernie looked at me, and I said, you heard that, didn't you? He goes, oh, the hi? And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah, that happens all the time. And I'm like, that was as clear as a bell. He's like, yeah, they do it all the time. So, I mean, they've been sweet from the get-go with me, from the very get-go. But I'll never forget that. Hi! Just loud and clear as a bell.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty well stuck on the last EVP session that we had with them there at the hotel in the lobby the night that we were doing the Halloween tour last October. And you were talking to the girls, and then they got quiet for a few minutes, and they wouldn't answer you. So I said something to them, and that's when one of them told me, Sarah, shut up.
Yes.
So I'm like, wow, okay. Sure did.
Twice. Hell, girls. That's not nothing.
I'm like, okay, excuse me.
Don't be telling Auntie Sarah to shut up. That's not nice. Oh, my goodness.
No, always had a closer rapport with them, because you basically kind of got down on the level like their mother or their grandmother. You know, I haven't done that. I've kept it purely, you know, research and investigation part of it. You know, I haven't gotten on that rapport with the girls, so that may be why. I don't know.
Yeah, they're just so blasted cute. Well, and just like we were talking about, when it was, I think, the same weekend, I'm next to positive was the same weekend where I said, "Hi girls." I said, "Where are you at?" And then the one goes, "In room five."
Room five? And that's where you were staying.
Yeah, and I'm like, "Oh no, you're not. You need to beat it next door to room eight."
No, they wanted to be in room five with you.
Yeah. And they're, room five. No, come on, man.
I still want to get with Stan and Teresa and get them up to Hotel Dufiniac and let them experience, hopefully, some of the things that we've experienced up there. And I know some other groups that have been there that I've been able to been privy to some of their stuff there, and they get things, but I don't think that they've gotten anything as extensive as what Shadow Chasers has gotten. But of course we've been there. Ernie's been there 5 years, he said. So I was investigating that place 2 years before Ernie came in. So actually 7 years for me and the beginning Shadow Chasers team, all the way leading up to the Shadow Chasers team as it is now.
Yeah.
So 7 years for me.
Yeah.
That's a long time to, you know, devote to one place, but I felt like it was so much more than worth it. You know, it's just it, because like we said, the dynamics change from time to time that you're there.
It's never the same, really. It's got basics. I mean, it has its resonance. It's resonant in there. But other than the your basic resonant people, it is a constant influx and outflux of
energy.
Yeah. You have no idea who they are, where they're going, what they're doing. They're just coming and going.
And you know, it hit me whenever Ernie was talking about the balls that seemed to be appearing and disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know whose balls those are?
Whose balls? Oh, I don't know. Whose balls are they, Sarah?
Gosh, Deb.
Be careful.
I had purchased at a local store here in town where I live in Milton.
Yep.
And they are like a Nerf ball, but they're a little bit maybe harder than a Nerf, you know, squeezable Nerf ball. But it is coated with plastic on the outside. And I got two of them. And each one of them had a really funny paranormal saying or some kind of thing on the side of it. So I'm wondering if those are the two balls that Ernie's talking about, because on the investigation that I took those balls on, right after I bought them, I'll get it out in a minute, but they ended up missing that night.
Oh.
And I could not find those balls anywhere, and I had just forgotten about them until Ernie said something about those two balls reappearing and disappearing, you know, different places all over the hotel. So they've got to be my balls.
Ernie has found your balls.
He found my balls. Too bad he couldn't find my bag of marbles. So
you need to have one or the other, honey, but you can't have both.
I don't know. Let me tell you, since that wreck, man, I've been having some really kind of serious cognitive issues, but my brain it's not working right like it did before I took that bad hit and here about 4 weeks ago. So I don't know, girl, I might need a bag of marbles.
We can all use some extra ones,
right?
I won't turn it down.
I want to get Stan and Teresa in there and whoever they choose, you know, to bring with them as their part of their group, Web Paranormal. And
it's interesting not to use ourselves in that way, but it's almost like we're trigger objects. Like when we're there, it kind of opens up like a more communication. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
It's like they talk a little freer when we're there because they know that we mean them absolutely no harm. They're used to us.
Right.
So much. So they call us out by name. And can't get them out of our rooms. But yeah, they do. They seem to open up with us, kind of a thing. And I'm very touched by that. I really am. I'm just so pleased that they're that comfortable around us and that they know that we definitely only have their best interests at heart, that we would never allow anything or any harm, so to speak, come to them. And that's very touching that they understand that with us.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that one guy. What was his name? Marshall. What's his name?
John Marshall.
John Marshall. Yes. John Marshall was stamping his feet at you and stamping that cane that he had in his hand at you on the SLS. You remember that night, right?
He did. Yes, I do. And
me and
I
him got in it.
Me and him got into it. But yeah, he was mad at me and I was mad at him. And
yep.
I've never had an argument with a spirit before. That's my first argument. That's my first spiritual argument I've ever had. I'm not sure. So I think we just kind of evened it out between the two of us, but yeah, that was amazing. That really was. And I think energy had a lot to do with that because I was really angry at him. And he made it clear that no woman was going to talk to him that way, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was on. It was on between the two of us. So
I remember sitting there I was just flabbergasted at it, you know, that he was actually like he was carrying on a argument with you and stomping his feet at you and raising that cane and tapping it on the floor at you. You know, it was just crazy.
Hovering over me and getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, my God. Yes. He grew to I know he had to be at least 8 foot tall by the time he got through growing.
Oh yeah, I mean, because he went up to where the ceiling line was.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He up there, and it's just a matter. I made him the bigger he got, and I just didn't care. I was pissed.
If you remember hearing me say, "Debbie, you better stop," because I'm fixing to get the hell up out of here.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna stay if he kept getting bigger and bigger like he was doing. I'm like, uh-uh. Ghost bait is gone. Color me gone because I'm gone. Mm-mm.
I, you know, and even thinking back on that, I would have to rewatch the actual video again to see how on earth we came to an agreement, or did we even come to an agreement?
I don't know, because I think I left. I think I did go out of the room. I left you. I left you up in there, sis.
Thanks a lot.
I was like, oh, hell no. Uh-uh. Nope.
Yeah, he was pretty upset with me that night. But we've never got into it really since then.
Well, come to think of it, we haven't really seen him since then. If you think about it.
If you can remember, there was two. There was two. And people keep getting them confused, and it was upsetting him.
Yeah. Yep.
Remember? And we were like, okay, is this Mr. Marshall or is this the other? Because we don't know what the other one's name is, but we do know that one was mimicking the other.
Yeah.
And Mr. Marshall was very upset about that. So I guess we can say that Mr. Marshall is, quote, the original. And the other that came, I think, came after him. But he would mimic Mr. Marshall, and everybody thought that, yeah. So really, when you think about it, was that Mr. Marshall who I was having the argument with, or was it the other?
We'll probably never be able to know unless they actually would tell us on an EVP session, you know.
Yeah. So, and we'd always thought, you know, we'll have to get that part straightened out. I mean, there are so many little mysteries about that place. And the more you go, the more mysterious it becomes. You're not answering questions. You're just gaining more.
Right.
It's just this huge puzzle. And it is just simply fascinating. And I would advise anybody, go up there, give it a try, you know? So.
And if any of them want to, you know, meet us up there, I mean, give us enough heads up and we'd love to. I'd love to just sit back and watch you guys experience what we have and us not touch a thing, you know, because we want you to be able to experience what we've experienced without any interference. If that makes sense.
It does.
Because when Web Paranormal goes with us and we meet them up there, girlfriend, me and you's got a front row seat. We gonna sit back and we gonna let them do their thing, and we're gonna be doing exactly what you're doing right now, giggling at them, because you know if they experience half of the stuff of what we've done, man, it's gonna be one good show, one good investigation.
It would actually be a thrill to me see them pick up what we do. And nothing would please me more. So, and it's always great to get that second validation.
I was just going to say that. It's always good to get validation of what we had captured. Yeah.
Yes. And to have another team come in and to validate it is like, yeah, man, that is good stuff there. That would definitely be a wonderful thing.
Yes, it would.
And, well, we'd also been talking with Stan about going to a couple of remote locations as well. So, you know, that might happen in the near future as well. But I definitely do want to get out there and start getting some more investigations and get some new experiences going, because that's what we do. That's what we do. And
well, we had a couple of cases to come through here not too long ago, but and I think you actually talked to one of them or something like that, but after speaking to the two private parties, which were separate because it was two separate cases, realizing that some of the medication and stuff that they were on and some of the things that they were going through, it was clearly hallucinations. It was not anything that I felt in my career of investigating. I did not feel it was of a paranormal nature.
Right. And a lot of times that's kind of like an interference. You never know if what you're catching is brought about by somebody else.
Right.
And that's really diving into somebody's very personal affair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I decided a long time ago that we're not going to be involved in anything that would, you know, bring personal things out into a public arena, that's not fair to anybody.
No.
So on some of these cases, you do just have to back out, because it's like, this could get like really, really, really super personal. And no, no, we're not going to go there.
Well,
there, unless it's on a super, super private kind of a thing.
Yeah. Now I've had, you know, clients to divulge, you know, their personal history, medical history to me in private, but that's totally different.
Yeah, totally different.
Being out in the open, you know what I mean?
Right.
And us as investigators, I feel like it's sort, if it's okay with the client, that we do discuss any medication that they are on or that the doctors are prescribing them that's brand new that they haven't been on for, you know, any length of time to see what it's going to do to them. And, you know, anything, it's a gray area, but anything can fall underneath that area that can contribute to hallucinations and all kinds of different things.
Absolutely.
Hell, it don't even have to be a medication. And I found that out here not too long ago because I got really sick and didn't know what was going on and just kept on getting worse. And so Raymond took me to the ER, and of course they admitted me. But do you remember the last weekend that we were up at the hotel and I was sick then, but I just wouldn't let you guys know?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, that's right before I went into the hospital. And remember, do you remember the night, that night that we were there and I kept telling you and Raymond as we were getting dressed or either we come back upstairs after, I can't remember, but anyway, it was one or the other, but I kept seeing something crawling the wall.
Yeah.
There was nothing there. Raymond went and looked. There was nothing there, but I was seeing hallucinations and stuff like that from the infection that I had in my body.
Right.
And the doctor, you know, we talked to the doctor in the ER about all that whenever I was there. And he said, yes, that what I had was, it could cause the person, if they are sick enough with it and they haven't been treated early enough, that it can cause hallucinations. So there you go. Viruses and infections could cause hallucinations.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a medicate, you know, a pill or some type of medicine.
Yeah, fevers are just known to create. You get a high enough fever.
Oh, yeah. And
you'll be seeing pink dogs walking down yellow streets, you know.
Yeah. But I didn't have a fever with mine. So mine was just the infection in my body.
Right.
That was causing it.
It's scary stuff. It really is.
You have to be, whenever they named it paranormal investigator, I mean, they named it right because you have to investigate every angle that you possibly can in order to get down to the bottom of things, to in order to be able to help people if that's what you're doing, you know?
And you have to be very, very logical and very open-minded.
Excuse me.
One thing that a paranormal investigator is it's imperative that you could be able to admit, I was wrong.
Right.
I thought that this was what it was, but it wasn't that at all. And we were wrong about that.
Yep.
Admitting
I would be
wrong,
one of the first ones to say, okay, I was wrong. You know?
Absolutely.
I would look a person in the face and say, I totally called this wrong. It's not what it is, and this is what it is, and blah, 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 you know.
Absolutely, because as soon as you admit wrong and it's something else, it leads you down a different road altogether out of the box of where you were, and it could lead you to what really is going on.
Exactly, yep.
But we have to be able to spin on a dime and go, shh, that's not what's happening at all. This is what's happening. So it's like you have to look at all kinds of different things in order to come up with what might be what's going on. And even when you think you figured out what could be what's going on, guess what? It's not that either. It could be something else. But it's just, you're going by what you've collected. It's a series of questions, and you're trying to figure it out. And this is what we discovered. You go back next week, it's completely different. But and to me, it's like that's what is a very huge, huge deal of what makes it so fascinating to me is because it's ever changing. And,
yeah.
And it really keeps you bright and it keeps you alert. It keeps you on your toes. And you can't ever sit back on your laurels with this. It's like, you really want to help somebody? You really want to help to get this thing gone? You could be right one time out of 20.
Yep.
Because it, yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
And I forgot what we were saying. But it's fascinating.
Well, I've been doing that a lot here lately, thanks to the bump on my head from the auto accident. But
Oh, girl, you were
yeah.
doing that before the bump on the head. Are you kidding?
Well, I was messed up before, but now I'm doubly messed up.
Oh, so that makes you even with me. Okay.
No, I think I gained about 2 car lengths ahead of you after this accident. But
Did it make me smarter? That's
no, it
what
made me dumber.
whenever they hit their head, I'm like, are you smarter now? No. Well, you better go hit it again.
I'm telling you, I felt like Tweety Bird or either Sylvester seeing them stars going around their head with a big old bump on my head.
Oh my goodness.
6 weeks of therapy for that, so
yeah.
Yay me. Well,
oh my goodness.
It's been an interesting night. Is that just about all that you can think of about this episode with Chef Ernie and Cafe Nola and Hotel de Funiac?
Yeah, it's always fun. I mean, we've always been there, and you know, we'll probably be there 1,000 more times, and we'll have a different experience every time we go. It just
Sure
makes
enough.
partly so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't forget to write down on your calendars, everybody. We haven't said it. I don't think we had time to say it the last time that we were on 2 weeks ago, but don't forget the Para Comic Con in Ozark, Alabama, August the, 19th and 20th, Deb?
Yes.
So we are gearing up for that, and everybody's getting ready, and we're just going to have a really good time.
Oh, and they're putting on new guests all the time.
Yes.
I mean, they just had it out that, you know, that they've got a couple more people on. I mean, the schedule of this thing is amazing.
It's growing weekly, monthly.
Yes.
It is getting bigger and bigger, you guys. So this is not something that you're going to want to say, okay, well, I might go if, you know, I don't have anything else going on. Definitely. You want to write this down and make it a priority for you to be there. It's a little bit of a drive, but it ain't going to hurt you, because if the weather's nice and beautiful, then you'll have a good drive and you'll come up and get to meet all kinds of interesting people and see different things. There will be lectures going on, and people, our guests that are going to be there, they'll be doing some classes and questions and answers and just all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with this thing.
No,
if you're
you
just,
can't.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just coming out to see what's going on, to see, you know, just curiosity. Even if you're not totally into paranormal stuff, there's all kinds of stuff there. I
oh,
mean,
yeah.
They're going to have vendors, all different kinds, see all kinds
comic
of different
books. Comic book vendors will be there. So if you love comics, you know, hey, that's your thing. Come on out and see what they got.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know there'll be all kinds of, you know, things for you to purchase from the vendors, and probably some crafts there, paintings, no telling what. I mean, it's just going to be a hodgepodge of all kinds of wonderful things for you to get into and see and just enjoy.
I'm excited about it. I really am.
I am too. I'm counting the days down, because personally, I'm ready to get out of here. and go and see something else for a change. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, next week, we will be in May. Yay. May.
Already. Good God.
Or, I'm sorry, in April.
Girl, you had me believing we were going into May, see?
No, it's going to be the 4th.
April.
It's April.
Yes. Good God Almighty.
It's going to be the 4th of April next week. And we're going to have the subject about aliens. That's huge. That's a huge subject. What do you think about them, Al?
It's like you said, it's going to be a huge subject.
It is. I watched something the other night, and I'm going to be touching on what I watched. There is a, now this is not a new movie. It's an older movie, but it really, I mean, it's mind blowing. It really is. And I'm sitting here and I'm trying to think of what the name of it is.
Senior moment.
Fourth kind. Yeah, right? Fourth kind. And if you guys get a chance to watch it, watch it. Sarah, you need to watch this before.
What was the name of it?
The Fourth Kind.
The Fourth Kind.
Fourth Kind. Scary. Scary, scary, scary. And then we'll be discussing that like next Tuesday as well. But okay. I have got a lot of views on this. I watched it. Devin, my son, he was like, "You got to watch this movie, Mom." And now I'm giving you a heads up. Now, this is a movie that does rely a lot on shock value. It's like all of a sudden the music just a bam, you know, and you're like, shit, because it's I don't like I don't like movies like just give me the information. Don't go trying to scare the hell out of me just because something, you know, you do it to shock you. But right. It's actually a movie that's based on real facts, and they include real footage of. At the same time that the movie is playing, they'll show you the actual footage of what's going on. Yeah.
And it's called what? The Fourth what? Encounter?
No, The Fourth Kind.
The Fourth Kind. Okay.
Yes, The Fourth Kind.
What did you watch it on, or can you say?
Actually, we watched it on the computer, and then we mirrored it to the TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the way that we did it. The movie is phenomenal. It came out in 2004, but
I've never heard of it, so I'm gonna look it up whenever we get off the air tonight.
Yeah, it's absolutely timeless. I'm not gonna say anything more about it. You need to watch it.
Yep, let me watch it.
And anybody else out there, watch it. And then, you know, next Tuesday we'll be discussing that. Lot of other things that is going to be interesting, but I have some real views about The Fourth Kind. Pretty mind-blowing. It really is mind-blowing. It's not pretty, but it's mind-blowing. So there you go. Homework, guys. Watch
right.
The Fourth Kind. And we'll be discussing that amongst other things next Tuesday.
Yep.
How about them apples?
Sounds good.
All right, then.
Food for thought.
Yes. Oh, woo. Watch the movie and then tell me that.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it tonight. If I can find it on any of the apps on the TV, then I'm gonna hook it up and watch it.
Yeah, without a doubt. It'll explain everything about The Fourth Kind. It's mind-blowing. I mean, I can't even tell you. It's really mind-blowing. And after I watched it, it was like, wow. For me, it raised a lot more questions, but in a way, it kind of answered some for me as well. So
you got me curious now, girl. Yeah. So
yes. Well, when you watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about. All righty. We're going to be, unless you have anything else that you want to contribute, Sarah?
Nope, that's it. Just thank you guys for listening in to us, and thank you for being with us and the supporter and following us. And thank you to Stan and Teresa at Web Paranormal and Web Radio. Thank you for believing in us and allowing us to run our mouth like we do.
So. I know. Everybody, thank you so much for listening in with us tonight. So signing off, this is Debbie.
And this is Sarah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. And thank you all for listening in to Spooky Things. Thank you.